Like many mothers, when my boys were little, there was one thing that I looked forward to when I would have to take them into the doctor. I couldn't wait to get those little slips of paper that showed the height and the weight and what percentile they were in for each. I would love to take those little slips of paper home and I'd compare them to the last one and I would just marvel at how much they had grown in just a short period of time. And like all kids, they just kept on growing and growing and growing and growing. And those little slips from the doctor quickly turned into hash marks on the door frame, documenting their growth. Whether I was ready for it or not, they just kept growing. It wasn't something that we had to work at or strive for. This growth just seemed to happen overnight sometimes. Now, we could tell that a growth spurt was coming because they would eat every scrap of the food in the house that wasn't a vegetable. Just keep them fed, keep them hydrated, keep them safe and loved, and the growth just seemed to happen. If only spiritual growth were that easy and that effortless. If only spiritual growth happened while we slept or happened whether we worked at it or not, but that just isn't how spiritual growth works. We do have to work at it. And I think maybe spiritual growth is more like a workout routine, an exercise regimen, than it is like growth that just happens. Now, maybe this thought came to me because of a meme I saw on Facebook the other day. I don't know if everyone can read that. It says, it's hard to get in shape spiritually if you only work out on Sunday. Ouch. So maybe what we need to grow our spiritual muscle is an exercise routine. When we want to get in shape physically, it takes more than 1 hour a week. It even takes more than just 5 or 10 minutes every day. It takes a regular, consistent effort in many aspects of our lives to really get in shape. Our diet, our exercise, how much water we drink, how much sleep we get, reducing stress, all of these contribute to our physical health and fitness. So if we want to get in shape spiritually, if we want to grow spiritual muscles, if we want to develop into better disciples of Jesus Christ, it will take a spiritual exercise regimen to get us there. Now, to help us on this journey, we are going to be looking at the book of Colossians. And our passage this morning gives us the step-by-step process for spiritual growth. It lays out our spiritual exercise regimen. Now, this might be too small for you to read, but we're going to go through it. I want you to hear again the part that talks about this in our reading from Colossians. Paul writes, "For this reason, since the day we heard it, we have not ceased praying for you and asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of God's will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you may lead lives worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, as you bear fruit in every good work, and as you grow in the knowledge of God." So those steps again, just because I know that's pretty small on the screen. Step one is to be filled with the knowledge of God's will. Step two, lead lives worthy of the Lord. Step three, bear fruit. And number four, grow in the knowledge of God. So step one on the journey starts with something that we really can't control. It begins by the work of the Holy Spirit. Step one is gaining a head knowledge of God and of God's will. We can hear about God. We can have a knowledge that some people believe in God without the urge to learn more. But the Holy Spirit moves in us to stir up a desire to know more, to learn more. That's step one. And now at this point in our discipleship journey, we may read scripture, We may go to church or a Sunday school class, but this is toddlerhood as far as growth is concerned. We're still being fed by others. We venture out on our own a little bit, but we wobble and we fall and we don't make a lot of progress. This is a great starting point, but we can't stop here if we truly wish to be disciples of Jesus. This isn't a life of faith. It's just head knowledge of faith. But unfortunately, many Christians stop right here. This is the 1 hour a week mode of Christianity. Step two requires a response from us to the knowledge that we have been given by the Spirit. Now, this is the stage of our development where we begin to practice what we have been taught. Now, the first way that we do this is by partaking in the spiritual disciplines. Things like prayer, honoring the Sabbath, having an accountability group, some sort of covenant group that keeps you on track spiritually. We expand just our reading of Scripture into a true study of Scripture, looking for ways we can implement it into our life. We can work for justice. We can partake in stewardship of creation. We can fast and tithe. It's this stage of development where we move from mere knowledge of God to love of God. We begin to live out our faith everywhere we go and in all that we do and say. If step one was like a toddler, this is sort of like young adulthood. We're trying to do it all ourselves. We're working, we're doing the laundry and taking out the trash. We just don't quite have it all together yet. As we go along in this step, though, we get better, we get stronger, we grow. We grow in faith and we grow closer to God. And this step naturally leads us to step three, which was bearing fruit. You ready to turn into a tree? For doing the work of step two, if we are exercising our spiritual muscles, we will yield results. So what fruit is Paul talking about here? Well, in Galatians, he brings this up again, and he says that the fruit of the Spirit, let's see, I don't know if you guys all know the fruit of the Spirit song. Bobby probably does. Maybe? I always remember it by the song. The fruit of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These are the results that manifest in us and through us when we walk the life of faith. But this fruit doesn't just grow in our lives. The fruit is for others. After all, does the apple tree eat its own apples? No. The apples are for others to eat. The fruit of the Spirit is the same way. The love, the joy, the peace, and all the rest of it is for others. Not that we don't get benefits from them. After all, the apple trees do benefit when animals eat the fruit and carry the seeds away, and new trees grow elsewhere. Again, the metaphor of fruit works. The fruit we produce is shared with others, and they carry those seeds with them. And those seeds get planted, and new disciples can grow and produce fruit of their own. But as we walk through this cycle, this journey of faith, the best is yet to come. As we mature in our faith, as we exercise our spiritual muscle, we grow not just in head knowledge of God and of God's will, but we get to know God's own self. We get to know God. We get to be in relationship with God. We get to bask in the love and the light of God as we grow in our faith. And as we go through these next days, weeks, and months, I want us all to examine where we are on our growth chart. Are we still at head knowledge? Are we starting to walk the life and practice the disciplines? Are we bearing fruit? Or are we in relationship with God? I want us all to take the steps necessary to move forward in our growth, because each of us, every single one of us, can grow and needs to grow. This is a lifelong process. The only finish line is reached in the next life. But this is also a process that is not quite as linear as it may look on the screen. Sometimes we take a step back. Sometimes we step off the track altogether. And that's okay. That's part of our process. What's important is that we get back on the track. And if you're at step one today, that's okay. It's better than okay. It's great. Because you know why? Because you're on the track. The Holy Spirit is working in you to help you move along. And you know, I think this is the perfect time of year to embark on a journey of spiritual growth. You can't help but look around anywhere and see growth. I can see it in the flower beds, in the garden, in the fields as the crops grow. Soon enough, the kids will be needing new school clothes, and we'll see the growth in the jeans that are too short or the shoes that are too small. Growth is all around us. Let's make sure it's in us as well. After all, it takes more than an hour a week to truly grow in our faith. So I pray that you will join me in this process. There is so much kingdom work to be done right here in our community, but it all starts by getting in shape. Amen. Would you join with me in our prayer of